This is interesting, Last Dutchman. I just did something with Redacted. And the irony of my being on Redacted is that I was actually redacted on Redacted.
Very good.
The meaning of the word redacted is to take out something.
Yes, yes.
And they took out like almost 15 minutes of the interview that I did. Of course, the part that they took out of my interview was when I named the Jew.
Yeah, that's what I want to ask you. Did it involve the Jews?
Yeah, to learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. As you can see right here, it was the main story. They finished up with the Georgia Color Revolution, and they showed the interview that I did. And it's gotten almost 1 million views already between YouTube and Rumble, which is interesting because it turns out that by censoring me, they actually made me louder, because YouTube would not have allowed the video to be shown if
but Rumble,
I had said Jew.
Rumble is a new YouTube, huh?
Now, what's interesting about this, Last Dutchman, is
in the logo.
Look at the live chats, by the way, what happens. Let me see if the volume was on here when I did this. Let me see. Oh, wait.
As the Biden administration...
Oh, okay. So hold on a second. Let's see some of these comments here. I was talking about the situation that's happening in the Republic of Georgia, but it was funny because I had brought up how the United States is perceived on the world stage as having herpes. Oh, so herpes became the main topic. So people started, here's LOL herpes, LOL. It turns out herpes is like a big thing. OMG, herpes.
Put it in context.
Okay, let me put it in context for you, yes. Let me play the part that was banned and censored for you so you can understand what it was that they censored. And you can, if you're watching it, you can see it. It's all over the place. I'll show you. It's here on, you can find it on YouTube here, this one. You can find it on if you do a search, well, you can find it everywhere. This is it. False flag alert. U.S. is starting color revolution in Georgia. I'm going to play for you what they censored. This is the 18 minutes. This is the behind the scenes, by the way. What I do is I record the interviews that I do with people because sometimes I get censored.
Hey there, thank you for jumping back on.
No worries. Let's do this.
So I think we finished off. I think you're last. I just want to pick it up. I'll ask you a question, and we'll try to get it out of here pretty fast. I think the last...
Feel free to ask me whatever you want. Don't worry. I've allocated time for you because this is important news to get out there that nobody else is reporting, so I want you to have an exclusive on this. You're doing good work. I appreciate what you're doing. A lot of people are watching you, by the way. Even out here in
Thank
the middle
you.
Of nowhere, believe it, the Russians and the Ukrainians, we're all living side by side here, and we do watch your show.
It's amazing. Well, I think you talked about the money at the end here and where this is all coming from, so... Let's just pick it up from there. I'll just kind of 3, 2, 1. So, Victor, for our audience that may not be familiar, let me do that again. 3, 2, 1. Tracking where all this money is coming from, the United States has a long history of fomenting color revolutions, funneling money and resources into trying to carry out coups in these different countries. So, to our United States audience watching this right now, money is coming from the United States, resources, in order to try to upend and create a coup in a democratically elected government, right?
Yes, well, this government is a republic, just as the United States of America was once a republic, but most people don't realize. Right now, the United States is a corporation, and so the people are not living under a constitutional republic in the United States. They are, however, living as a constituted itself after the fall of the Soviet Union. These people have been through wars, and they are rebuilding. This is a nation where U.S. aid is,
and the Peace Corps are at. And when those two places are in anywhere, you realize that it is a developing nation. However, what a lot of people don't know is that USAID and the Peace Corps are infiltrated by the CIA. That is their inroad that they use, along with NGOs, where they promise these downtrodden people help from the United States. But what they do then is they use the Peace Corps, USAID, and the U.S. embassies to fill them with spies. This is a den of spies here. What's interesting is the CIA spies that they sent here and the mercenaries, because this is close to the Ukraine and this is where the U.S. has been training the mercenaries, you see them. They stand out like sore thumbs. These people look like cowboys. They also have a lot of these spies or these mercenaries in other parts of this area. And then they've been fighting in the Ukraine for the longest time, which is unlawful. It's illegal. The United States is not supposed to be fighting in the war in the Ukraine. But yet they still have, they even have Navy SEALs there. And this stuff you find out because this country is kind of like that movie John Wick, the Continental Hotel. I don't know if your audience is familiar with that.
Right.
That's basically sure. where terrorists, mercenaries, and assassins go to vacation. So it's not uncommon for me to be sitting and having breakfast and speaking with a Jesuit assassin who's playing with his granddaughter or speaking with a mercenary who's on his way to fight in the war in the Ukraine. And these people, they share their stories because they want their stories told. And because I'm an artist, I'm not the judge, jury, or executioner. I'm just the witness. I'm here to lay witness to what I'm being shown and told by people who are involved in this.
So when you see the protests, you see whatever sort of violent protests, very often with these violent protests, the CIA has infiltrated these protests. These are paid agitators who become part of these movements. And the reason that color revolutions work is because they're deceiving. And then Georgia media, Western media can paint it and say, look, the people are rising up against their government. See, look over in Georgia. But what they don't know is that they're all basically paid actors. Not all of them, but many of them are, and that's where the money flows from. Am I wrong about that? Is that what you're seeing in Georgia today?
My God, not only am I seeing it, but I'm witnessing it firsthand. When I escaped China, the reason I moved to China was in peaceful protest, because I wanted my brothers and sisters in the United States to realize that I, as an artist, was being censored in the United States. I was the canary in the coal mine. And so the Chinese invited me to live there on a 10-year visa, which I will show your audience here, because the embassy in the United States, when I went to ask for help, when I got stranded here, and I've been here as a veteran American refugee for over 5 years now. Here's all the times I've been to China. And the reason why I was invited to be there was because the Chinese wanted me to exhibit my artwork. I was the first artist to exhibit nudes in China because pornography is illegal in China. But I had to meet with advisors to Xi Jinping in China because nothing gets exhibited publicly or goes on television in China unless one of the advisors from Xi Jinping gives it the thumbs up. The reason why I was allowed to show my artwork was because they were abstract nudes. But also, the Chinese wanted me to hold forums about free speech and censorship, which is also unheard of in China. You're not allowed to talk about censorship and free speech unless you are an American showing that the United States are a bunch of hypocrites, where they claim to have a First Amendment, a constitution where it protects your free speech. But I, as living proof, have been censored, banned on X, which is freedom of speech, but not freedom of reach. I'm there as a ghost. I can't log in. I can't look at anything. I can't comment on anything. I can't upload anything. They just have me there so that the advertisers think that there's more people on X than are actually there. So I've been warning people about Elon Musk. He's not who you think he is. A lot of people right now are looking for heroes. But Albert Pike said, if people need heroes, we'll give them heroes. And that's what's happening in the United States. And the Chinese, I had more free speech in China than I do in the United States. I have more free speech here in the former Soviet Union than I do in the United States. One of the reasons why I haven't gone back to the United States is because if I do go back to the United States, I'd probably end up in solitary confinement like Owen Schroyer from InfoWars, or like the January 6th protesters who were just basically just showing their right to free speech. They were contesting a stolen election. So I'm not going to go back to the United States and then end up having handcuffs put on me the moment that I land in New York. Besides that, I would have to retract my U.S. citizenship to get any kind of help from the United States. I'm a veteran American with an honorable discharge. I was a whistleblower at the United States Naval Academy. I served alongside Carter Page in the class of 1993. So that's how I knew that the whole Russian collusion thing was a farce. But I would have to basically say that I'm an illegal alien to get any help. Otherwise, I'd be another statistic, a homeless veteran in the United States.
He is 100%.
So I'm better off staying here, surrounded by Russians, Ukrainians, and people from the Middle East who take better care of me than the government that I serve to protect. And that's why this country has a future, is because these people are united. You don't see homeless people here. They are family. Whereas the family unit in the United States has been destroyed by design. When you look at the Kalerji plan or the Rules for Radicals, they're trying to destroy the United States. And part of the destruction of the United States is by destroying the dollar. People have worked their whole lives. They have their savings. And pretty soon it's going to happen. And I'm sorry to tell people, but the dollar is dead. And they're going to try to make deals with people and try to tell them, oh, listen, you know what? Come into the CBDC and we'll give you back the money. They have a thing called bail-ins, which people don't realize. That means that the bank is going to say, hey, listen, we knew you had $10,000, but we've only got $2,000. Take it or leave it. And, you know, this is the reality of what's coming. Nobody's talking about the bank failures in China that are bigger than the 2008 too big to fail bank failures. What people don't understand when I lived in China was there's a housing crisis there. I lived in beautiful high-rise, and I was one of only three people living in this huge high-rise building. I had the whole floor to myself. They're building so many buildings in China, they actually have to demolish them. Mm-hmm. Now, why this is happening is because Kissinger moved all the employment and the money. They've been funneling the money out of the United States to launder it through China, and now that's what they're doing in the Ukraine. Where I'm at in this small country, there's high rises going up everywhere. Zelensky is laundering money through this place. Everybody's seeing the money laundering happening here. There's daily flights coming in from Tel Aviv. These guys are showing up with briefcases full of cash to buy for pennies on the dollar the areas that have been destroyed by U.S. taxpayers in the Ukraine. And they're building what's called the New Jerusalem, which if you look this up, this is a plan because they want to destroy Israel, because in order to bring back the Antichrist and rebuild the Third Temple, they have to destroy Israel. But a lot of people are moving out of Israel. They're moving into the Ukraine, and they're cordoning off these areas. Of course, they're building a wall there, and they're keeping the Jews in this area. The Jews are not going to the front lines to fight. It's the Christians, the Ukrainian Christians versus the Russian Christians. They're trying to eliminate the Christians. I know this is like not politically correct to say, but this is the reality. They want to destroy the Christians because if you look in the Talmud, after the Antichrist comes back, every person who identifies as a Jew will have 2,800 goy slaves. Goy is like cattle. A lot of things, another thing people need to realize, they think we're at war with these people of the synagogue of Satan, those who they're the from the father of all lies. That's not true. They don't even see us as human. They see us as beasts. It's in the Talmud. And so what they're doing is they're putting us and they're like the Judas goat. They're taking us to the slaughter. So they're not at war with us because they don't even see us as equals. They just see us as sheep being cordoned off into an area. And that's what people need to start understanding, which is why I'm very concerned about Donald Trump, and which is what these people are noticing too. Because I have, through the looking glass perspective, I'm able to see things not myopically like the people in the United States do, having this outward perspective, hearing from people that are Chinese, hearing from the Russians and the Ukrainians and the people in the Middle East. They're like, haven't you noticed that all the people that are coming in Trump's cabinet are either Zionists or Jewish? I mean, what's up with that, you know? And people need to understand the dangers of that once they read the Talmud, the Zohar, Rules for Radicals, or the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which, understand the spellcasting that they put on people. When you say, oh, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, they'll be quick to say, oh, but that's a forgery. Now understand what the definition of forgery means. Forgery means that's a copy. That means there's an original somewhere, okay? Now,
in Basel,
China, the Chinese people, this is how I learned about all this, because I didn't learn about it living in the United States. They don't teach you this in the U.S. schools. But the Chinese told me about the Mao Revolution and who financed the Mao Revolution. Now that I'm surrounded by these Russians, they're telling me about the Bolshevik Revolution and who financed the Bolshevik Revolution. The Ukrainians are telling me about Holodomor. I never knew about Holodomor. That's horrendous what happened in Holodomor. And there's a connection between all those things. And the connection is those that you're not allowed to speak about. And what I've learned living outside of the United States is that those who you should be worried about are those who you're not allowed to talk about. Why are you not allowed to talk about these people, you know?
Well, certainly. You get banned and blocked, and you're not allowed to talk about it. You see it on X. You see it on all these other platforms. I want to bring it back here, Victor, to Georgia, though, and keep our focus there before, as I get you out of here. What do you want the American people, what do you want the world to know about what's happening in Georgia right now?
It's basically exactly what they tried to do in Kiev with the Ukraine. The United States taxpayer, their funds are going to pay these CIA and these mercenaries and these NGOs to incite violence in this peaceful country, which doesn't want war with Russia. They're not going to be able to beat Russia because Russia is just too big. And that would mean the United States or NATO would have to come in here. And that's the equivalent of putting Russia and China on the Mexican border with Texas. So that's not going to fly. Russia's not going to allow that. And this small country, they don't want that trouble. They really don't. They just want to live a peaceful existence. But the United States is trying to force them into a war. And it's a distraction from what's really going on in Palestine. And the other thing I want the my brothers and sisters, who right now I call the United Slaves of America, to understand, is to don't live with fear. These people, they're small country, but they're rising up, and they will storm Parliament, not for this nonsense that this country needs to start doing the diversity, equity, and inclusivity, and the immigration, which the president, the Prime Minister of England today admitted that it was an experiment and that it was a mistake. So what's happening here, they're not telling you on the news, it's not that it's not just because the U.S. and EU are telling these people to recount their votes for the election, but primarily because this country has noticed what a failure the immigration and open borders has been, not only in the United States, but also in the EU and the U.K. And so they've said, we were supposed to have negotiations with the EU to enter in 2025, but you know what? We don't like what we're seeing right now, so we're going to wait until 2028. And that's what incited this thing. So these people are smart enough to know, hey, you know what? We're seeing what's happening. The U.S. is not what it used to be, and neither is the EU or the U.K. So let's just take a while. It's like if you meet a girl, Clayton, or anybody out there, and she looks great at first, but then you find out, you know what? She's got herpes. And you're like, whoa, I was going to ask you to marry me, but let's hold off on this for a minute, you know? I mean, it's maybe I should wait before getting married to you. So that's – the world is realizing the United States and the EU have herpes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a frightening thought, but you're absolutely right about that. And all sorts of other communicable diseases that the United States loves to spread. Victor, great to see you. Thank you so much for this. Thank you for joining us from Georgia. That's a mouthful to say, but great to have you here on the show. I appreciate the perspective.
Clayton, I want to again commend you for what you're doing. You're being watched all over the world. Don't go by the fake numbers. They're shadow banning you, and they're making it seem like you have less of an audience, but you are making an impact. And all those other truth tellers out there, don't be afraid. Don't let them silence you. We are winning. And I can tell we're winning because I'm on the outside looking in, and they're seeing what a disaster this policy has been. And it's going to get better, people. It's going to be pretty hard. So you got to hang in there. You've got to be strong. But most of all, You've got to be united. You've got to be united. And that's what I'm seeing with these people, is the unity that they have. And it's beautiful. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you were going to say?
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for jumping back on and at a late hour. I appreciate it.
No problem. Hey, Clayton, if you'd ever want to come on my show, let me know. I do a podcast, and it's uncensored. You're able to speak your mind, and I've had all sorts of interesting guests on the show. So I'll send you a message. If you ever have time, come on, and you can speak about whatever you want to speak about that you may not be able to speak on your platform.
Okay. Perfect. Well, thank you for the time, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, we'll be in touch. I appreciate it again. Thank you, Victor.
Take care, brother. Cheers.
Okay, cheers.
So, yeah, as you could see, the herpes comment that I made, for those of you who hadn't listened, they were leaving some hilarious comments in the live chat and in the comment section, both on Rumble and also on YouTube, so definitely read the comments. They're freaking hilarious. And there were some people who sent me really horrible messages in my comment section saying that I was a sellout, that I was a shill, that I went on these shows and that I didn't name the Jew and that I am a coward for not naming the Jew. But what these people who hide behind fake names and avatars don't understand is that I have no control over other people's shows. On my show, if you come on, it's raw. It's unedited. It's uncensored. It's real and it's in your face. To the point where I've had people come on my show and say, oh, please, can you remove this? I sounded like an idiot. I don't like the way I sounded. And, you know, please don't, you know, can you edit it? Can you censor it? I'm like, no, I don't do that. I told you. If you come on the show, it's raw, it's real, it's in your face, it is what it is. If you don't feel comfortable, then don't come on this show. But when I go on other people's shows, and I never in my life thought that I would be on a show called Redacted and be censored or redacted on Redacted. So to me, I wear that like as a badge of honor.
Yes.
Because how many people could say they've been on Redacted and been redacted on Redacted? So you heard the interview, and you know the part that they clipped out was when I was talking about the synagogue of Satan, the father of all lies. I mentioned the Jews and how the Talmud and the protocols of the elders of Zion and the rules for radicals and the Zohar. None of that made it onto this clip right here, which you can find right here again. Verify for yourself. Don't take my word for it.
But that's okay. You got your platform. You got a little bit censored.
Yeah.
But you got people interested, and they can make up to it. They do not know what they accomplished.
Yeah, that's the thing. And again, I want to thank Clayton.
And the First Amendment is freedom of speech.
Yeah, I want to thank Natalie. I want to thank Clayton Morris, because what they did was, now more than a million people in less than one day, when you take the number of views that have been seen on the clip from my interview, plus the entire interview, which you can find on the homepage, when you see
so
all
President
the
Biden is
all of them together, you've got this was the show right here, almost 250,000 views, plus the over 100,000 views there. That's over 350,000 views. That's just on YouTube. And then when you go and you look on Rumble and you find the Redacted channel on Rumble, that's another almost 250,000 views. And then it's also being shared on other platforms and everything. And then what happens is those people, as in the comments section, are just finding out who I am. And they're like, wow, look, you know, great as always, Redacted. And
stay calm in that sense.
Yeah.
The more they redact you, interested people will get.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Streisand effect.
You have to say to them, thank you.
Yeah, here's excellent interview. And I mean, the feedback is positive. And then people, what they do is they want to learn more about me. So then they search it out and then they go to my channel. And when you go to my channel, then you find out about the rules for radicals and about the Zohar and about the Talmud.
You have to give it to them They have to be politically correct. Maybe they are Jewish, I don't know. But they give you the room. They give you the platform, and from there people can get interested and go further from that.
Yeah, and so the point that I'm making is, listen, we are in an information war, and it's totally on steroids. You got these people, brilliant interview, thank you, nice to hear the truth about what's going on. Please continue to bring this man on. So I'll probably go back, but now I know that I can't talk about the Jew. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to talk about the Jew on my channel, but we have to bring people over to the Victor Hugo Art Channel. That's what's important. Every time you download these shows. Get
rid of the central bank Jew oppression.
Yes. So here's excellent perspective from Victor. Well said. Thank you for this important reporting. Thank you for this.
We're not going to be herded like cattle anymore. Come on.
Yeah. Brilliant guest. Your guest in this episode is very articulate and the right kind of assertive mixed with positive outlook. So, I mean, this is all positive stuff, people. Stop getting down on me. It's really weird. They're getting down on me claiming that I'm a shill.
What's the next clip?
Yeah, I'm not a shill, people. Again, you heard clearly.
We can switch gears to the next clip.
Yes, let's switch gears. It's like, you know, give me a break, people. I'm trying. I'm trying over here. I can't control the censorship out there.
Is that your New York accent?
Yeah, that's my New York accent.